for us, this day, Thursday, is one for us that we dedicate really to the football. I think we're improving in that area, certainly offensively, and protecting it. Defensively, we're going after it, and we've lost three that we thought we had some opportunities for, so we got to make sure we capitalize and take advantage when those chances come. All three phases are important in this for us, special teams, offensively, defensively, cover groups, everybody. And then the second thing for us, at line of scrimmage day, and it's going to be that kind of game. Our run game offensively, our run defense on the defensive side. So we want to make sure that part, was given us just due. That'll be a real factor in this game as well. So a couple guys who will be out, we know Duke Riley will be out, and Jordan Tripp past that. You guys are in good shape from a health standpoint heading into the game.
Yeah, Coach, Coleman hurt his knee? I think that was yesterday. We saw him on the injury report.
Yes, in the game on Sunday.
And is Campbell a player on your defense that you may be able to move some more stuff on his plate the way he's playing?
We are, and you're right on it in terms of the versatility that he has. So with all the experience that he has, also playing our base will, he's already doing that in the nickel package, but he'll certainly get, as many turns that way as well. So we like the versatility that Devondre has. He feels, coming into this season, a guy who was on a mission not only from a pass rush standpoint, to improve in his coverage skills, and we'll lean on him for that versatility.
When you said earlier in the week you were going to add periods for third down and red zone focus, have you literally added periods, or did you change other periods from something else?
We
to
added.
Third down?
Okay. Yep, so we added some third down and red zone. That's a big emphasis for us today, so we're adding that into our group today.
Does that make practice a little longer this week?
May in some regard. There may be a few plays that are switched out. A period is different, but there may be some plays switched out, but not much, but the emphasis for sure is there.
Coach, you remember that first year that you were a first-time NFL coordinator? Mm-hmm. I think you guys went 13-3 or whatever like that. Did you have to deal with any tough times then? I mean, obviously you guys had great success and everything like that, but do you remember, was there any, rocky moments there?
Definitely, and I think that's it's part of the profession that you have an icy spot that you hit that you have to get squared away. So no doubt about it, I can certainly look back to a game for me personally during that time, a call that I had, I still look back on it, that I was just so, disappointed that I, did that one at that time, that, a play happened and we ended up losing the game. So any coach goes through, games where you have tough spots for sure.
Was that Colts game?
No. Thank you for bringing that one up. That would have been a different call. So nice for you to bring that one up as well.
No, but my point is,
that also left a sports scar, yeah.
But in times like that, Coach Sarkisian's going through this for the first time and stuff like that.
Where people are going for, there's a lot of really good things that Steve does, and I don't want to lose sight of how good a football coach this guy is. And I think all of us, when you're going through a time where you're not producing from a point standpoint that you like, there's a lot of factors involved. So that to me, is what, when I visit with him on plays and concepts and things that whether we like or don't like, not all of them are plays. Did you have one? You want to hit him?
I was exactly going to ask that third down red zone question.
Yeah, okay, so that part, we started the process of adding the third down in the red zone, and we'll continue that today, and we'll continue that tomorrow to add some parts to practice to emphasize. So, yeah, it's adding, but there is a little bit taken out at other areas. But overall, we need the work, so we're going to put some in.
Ready to get into the mix this week?
He is, yep. So we're looking forward to him getting into it. He had a good start to the week. Last week I thought he was good. He had familiarity with some of the scheme from before, but we're anxious to get him up and get him going.
Coach, what's the role in play calling for the backup quarterback? And can, Matt, because he's been in this so much, could, maybe collaborate or help? Or I know they give input in the team meetings. What's his role in helping the offense get back on track, other than preparing
Matt Schaub
ready for the game? Yeah, Matt Schaub.
Well, his first one is getting himself ready to play, and that's his number one job. One of the things I really admire about Schaub is he's also the one that runs, all the scout offense, and there's plenty of days where Matt Schaub is very tough to defend, and it actually makes the defense quite a bit better. He's an excellent resource for Matt Ryan, for a guy who's seen looks, who's seen the picture, you know, away from coaching, you know, the support, this look. So he's another set of eyes, you know, not only on game day, but in the preparation too. They quiz each other quite a bit on the plays to go. So it's a difficult room to be a, you know, a young practice squad quarterback to try and keep up with those two, as Grayson has at times. But we're pretty fortunate in that way that we have a, you know, guy as accomplished as Matt Schaub here to support, you know, the team in a variety of roles for us.